Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Wow. She does it all. Thank you for joining us for this segment. This platform is a production resource of the Wow Seat Media, and you can follow us on Facebook. Also, learn more about our other signature segment platforms at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Well, today, co-hosting and collaborating with me once again is the Multiplicity Mound Builder, Joseph L. Jones, Jr., and our core focus for this segment is level up your wow factor with multidimensional empire branding. Joseph also joined me in the segments Level Up Your Wow Factor with Multiplicity Entrepreneurship and Brand Building with Multiplicity Entrepreneurship Levels Up Your Wow Factor. You can check those segments out in our archives. Also, in the show description, you will learn more about the Multiplicity branding works that Joseph and I have co-authored together, and also our platforms, the Multiplicity Monument Empires and the Multiplicity Marketplace Media Tours. And you'll also find some information on how to connect with us and learn more about our individual works. So I'm excited to get this segment started, so I'm going to welcome Joseph back to the Wow Seat. Joseph, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me here, and I'm certainly ready to be wowed.
Well, I can say this. You certainly bring the wow to the wow seat each and every time that you are here, and I'm so appreciative of that. Of course, you know, I love collaborating with you and having these high-level conversations, especially about this topic in terms of the work that we do together and how we are really helping to level emerging multiplicity entrepreneurs up so that they can really stand out in a multidimensional way in their branding and empire expression. So, are you ready to get this thing started today?
Very much so.
Okay, well, wonderful. Well, what I thought I would do, since we're talking about level up your wow factor with multidimensional empire branding, is that I want to actually start off by sharing an excerpt from my publication, The Multidimensional Empire Branding Factor. It's an entrepreneur's creation journal for developing a multidimensional empire and brand expression, and then we can jump off a conversation to start leveling up the mindsets of these emerging multiplicitypreneurs who are feeling called to show up in the brand and empire expression dynamics, you know, in this way. And as you know, it's important for in the first genesis of the phases for people not to only focus on their personal branding as a multiplicity entrepreneur, but also the empire branding factor, because a lot of people don't understand that there are different dimensions and levels of your branding, one within the personal branding and then the empire itself. And this collective embodiment, Joseph, of the personal and professional branding really work together like a hand in glove. So, so I'd like to just share an excerpt and then we can have some dialogue around that. So does that sound great to you?
Sounds awesome.
Okay, all right. So I'm sharing a little bit from, as I mentioned, the multidimensional empire branding factor. So imagine that you're a skyscraper building with many different levels that would feel as if others were entering into a new dimension the higher they go up. If they were to reach the top by way of stairs, imagine them looking down and seeing all the levels they've gone up. Think of your empire and branding in this way. There are many levels to your business and brand that desires to be expressed. It's time to start seeing your business empire and brand as different dimensions in order to serve your core audiences of interest at the highest level. So isn't this mind-blowing to think of your business and branding this way? So, Joseph, I just wanted to just open up, you know, with that. As you know, I've been showing up as a multidimensional empire and brand expression for well over a decade. And with my empire umbrella, the Ally Nicole Wow, She Does It All Media empires that feature, as you know, over 500 online platforms that serve different niches, and also close to 300 publications that I have on Amazon. So being a brand expression, as you know, and an empire expression is very important, and this is why I love teaching on this. So let's have some dialogue, around this today.
Well, you certainly represent brand building to the utmost.
Oh,
a phenomenal job of building these empires and platforms, and certainly an example for many to follow for many, many years to come. I do like the example of how each floor can represent a different aspect of your branding and your marketing. And it's going higher and higher and up leveling each time you move to another floor. Mm. That's the way that we ought to look at the establishment of business and the establishment of our empire, because
yes,
we can construct and decorate each floor based on what is necessary at that time. It's
perfect.
Like an initiation process. Each time that you go into an initiation, you're going higher and higher. And what you learn at step one is not necessarily the same information that you're going to learn in step four. It's a different setting.
Right.
It's a different experience.
Yes.
It's something else that you have to get through in order to go and be prepared for the next phase. That's the same way your business is. Each phase of your business is prepared based on what the environment and how that environment is set. And so you can establish and construct your floors as you speak and your branding and your marketing based on the environment, and you can also set the environment based on the way that you choose with your branding and your marketing. So it kind of works hand in hand.
Yes, it does. Well stated. Absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, they work together like a hand and glove, and I love just the way you expressed all of that. Wow, that was incredible, because that is exactly the epitome of this type of dynamics and being able to have, those different levels. And I love how you brought up the fact that on one level, there's foundations, and then there's the things that continue to build upon. And it is about being able to set the environment, just like what you said, and, cultivating the conditions for your audience to participate, at that level. And it is important that we have these different levels of our expression as a brand and as an empire. And, I was so excited to be able to have this conversation, today, and even based off of the show we did previously. And I was thinking, we got to have a part two, and then because I started talking about the multidimensional aspect, then I just said, no, it just makes sense to have a segment that actually is focusing on the dimensionalized aspect, of the brand and the empire, and being able to make those distinctions, because a lot of times people kind of lump branding into, the same category, and they just see, branding is branding, and it's like, you have your personal branding, and then there's the professional branding, but the empire itself is an entity of a separate expression, but cohesively, you as a brand and the empire are merged into one, But they each do have a different dynamics of expression. And so just like Joseph, you know, you have a personal motto, and then you have a personal mission statement for your organization or your vision, your movement. And so missions and vision statements play more to, yeah, the actual empire. So, but sometimes you have your own personal motto, a personal mission statement, but they all work together. And so that's considered, you know, different dimensions and aspects of just the uniqueness that comes in our gifting. So, yeah, this is a very, very much needed topic for sure.
Well, yeah, you said that obviously very, very well. They are all different component parts that make up the whole of your empire. And as a business owner, one of the things that's important that helps in branding and marketing is the ability to see yourself as the ruler of your empire and really take ownership of that title.
Mm-hmm.
Many
mm-hmm.
business owners don't take ownership of that rulership position, and they allow
mm-hmm.
their business to be guided by the trends that's going on around them after the trend has already been
mm-hmm.
set, and then
right.
they're playing the game of catch-up. So it's
mm-hmm.
important
mm-hmm.
to establish yourself in your business and your empire based
mm-hmm.
on how the environment is, but you're also kind of guiding the environment. You're also kind
That's
of
right.
putting seeds out there and setting
mm-hmm.
the foundation for how your business is going to be established in that environment.
Yes.
That's important
Absolutely.
In terms of building your empire.
Absolutely. It goes back to what was stated earlier about the cultivation process, and when you mentioned about, you know, the environment in which the audience of interest is going to participate in is that, yeah, you have to cultivate those conditions. And the cultivation process, just much like gardening, is that you are
mm-hmm.
planting seeds, watering, you're nurturing, and it's a process. And so in the establishment aspect of these different dimensions, yes, you have to cultivate these different dimensions. And it's important to start knowing what those different aspects are of your branding. So something that I was actually going to mention probably later on in the segment, but I'm feeling guided to actually share about it now, is I was thinking maybe like giving a call to action, but I'll actually just share what's coming through at this point, and we can have, you know, a little bit of dialogue around this too, and then just reiterate it at the end, you know, for people to definitely take action. But, Joseph, one of the things I recommend is, of course, people take time out to get present, because a lot of times there's such a, you know, rush to do things, and people want to get things in place and want instant gratification. But we need to really allow certain aspects of the development to be a process. And so taking time out to start thinking of at least 3 to 5 dimensions that one can begin to express themselves in over the next 6 months. And again, like I said, it's a process, and it needs to be a process. So it could take the first 90 days to work on maybe 2 core areas and then start to jumpstart the momentum for what I call categorizing your brand expression. And then you can start going all in on, you know, in different or other areas, I should say, or the other 3 areas, since I'm recommending that you do at least 3 to 5. So, Joseph, you know, platforms that I leverage, I definitely encourage others to consider using platforms like Tumblr, also LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook pages, and also Facebook groups. And, of course, you can use other outlets like Twitter and Instagram, but the thing is that pick a core focus of your brand expression for each platform, then you can start multidimensionalizing, so to speak, your uniqueness and specific offers and services. So it's really important when you're showing up in these different dimensions, yeah, you need to be categorized. So on one platform, this part of your expression and brand needs to come forth. On another one, you need to be expressing something different. But it all makes up of the whole of you. But different audiences need to plug into those different dimensions. And, Joseph, you know I'm not a huge fan of the cross-promotion of the same content over, you know, different platforms. I know for most it seems to make sense to do that because it's repurposing in a sense, but, you know, you hear me teach about this, it really hurts the impact and the income factor from a profits vibrational standpoint. That's a whole nother show, you know, around that. But you want to be able to set your brand up like a network, so to speak, and broadcast yourself effectively on different levels. That's how you multiply and have these different dimensions. So just like what Joseph was kind of breaking down my analogy in terms of being the skyscraper and having all these different floors, where on one floor it's about this particular aspect, and then on another dimension it's about another, you know, aspect. And so you need to see the media in that type of categorized way. You know, what aspect of your brand can you show up on Tumblr with? And that can be that's you as a blogger, so to speak. You giving, you know, some tips and content in that way. You show up on LinkedIn, it may be another different dimension of your branding, and you're publishing articles about this particular aspect of your business or so. And then Facebook can just be a broadcasting maybe of all those different things or so, and you leverage it as kind of your little syndicated network. But you can have a Facebook group where you're teaching on a certain aspect, and that's not necessarily a public group. It's a private group that people can be a part, and you can facilitate a course, a paid course in that group. So those are just different ways. Joseph, your thoughts, you know, on that.
Well, that is a brilliantly described branding and marketing tool that you just gave us with these different platforms and marketing on these different platforms. Spectacular. The only thing that I want to add to that is to, definitely, I just wanted to add that when you're talking about branding, basically a good way to look at it is communication. You're communicating what it is that your business is presenting to the public. So from that perspective of communication, all of these platforms that you just mentioned, the Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, et cetera, all of them have a different type of communication style. They are all similar because they're social media outlets. And in social media and through social media, we communicate. But there are certain nuances that are unique to each platform. So the way that you want to brand and create your image and communicate your product is different on LinkedIn than it would be on Facebook or Instagram.
Absolutely.
And it's different on your blogging platforms as well. So that's that's how you want to center your empire based on the platform that you're communicating through and communicating to, so that the people that show up there can receive the message just the way that it is intended for that platform. The cross-pollination, as you talk about, and the cross-branding and the cross-marketing doesn't really work as well across certain social media platforms because they're not designed to work that way. You know, a message that's designed for a LinkedIn population is not necessarily going to affect the same way on, let's say, Twitter. It's a different market. It's a different branding style that's required.
You can't even use that many characters on Twitter either, right? So you got to reposition your communication anyway, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect analogy. You know, you're digging into something here because that's another aspect that I teach of, you know, media communications, entrepreneurship, and our colleague Rob Deptford You know, we actually teach on the different levels of the communicationpreneur aspect as it relates to the branding in the digital space. And so what you're talking about is right on point, and it goes back to the broadcasting, you know, effect and being able to broadcast yourself. And broadcasting is all about communications. It is all about, you know, media, marketing, communications, how you're showing up. And so you're right, all the different platforms, they do have the cadence, if you will, for a connection point for communication. And like you broke it down so magnificently, that right, on LinkedIn, you have to be able to articulate this particular way, and then on Facebook, because of just the dynamics, you know, of them. And so all of these, everything of what we're talking about is about the different dimensions of you as a brand and as an empire. And one of the things I teach is that people have to see the media and everything as the business, not components of the business. Everything, you know, is the business. So, you know, you become a LinkedIn-preneur, a YouTube-preneur, a Facebook-preneur, a Tumblr-preneur, a Twitter-preneur, whatever platforms that you're using, the embodiment is, it is all the empire. And even though there are different dimensions of it, it makes up the whole. And so these concepts are not ones that are traditionally taught, and as Joseph knows, because yeah, I've been pioneering this particular expression for quite some time, but it is becoming the dominating force in the marketplace because people have found themselves out of options of how to make the entrepreneurial shifts when they're at a new juncture of their journey. They don't really know how to level up, and we teach the expansiveness and a new way of embodying this type of, you know, empire expression. But we can talk for days, about this and the whole multiplicity entrepreneurship and the different dynamics of it. But, Joseph, before I share some helpful resources, did you want to add anything else? Because you have laid it out magnificently today, for sure.
Well, I know that you have articulated that very well. It's not much more to add to that other than it's important for business owners to take what has been said and utilize it to up-level the business and up-level their marketing style.
Mm-hmm. Yes, then this speaks all to the wow factor, you know, because, you know, we're talking about leveling up your wow factor. And if you want your worthwhile, outstanding works to really be exuded in the marketplace as a high-level contender and a requirement and a chief cornerstone to be positioned, then you have to do something different, and you are going to have to leverage different aspects of yourself. As Joseph talked about in the last segment that we did, about, you know, you are more than just one dimension, and you have to really realize that. You know, we have so many different facets to who we are, and the entrepreneurial experience is demanding at this point that people show up in this higher expression and demonstrate all these different levels. So you won't necessarily end up being this one niche wonder, but also you won't be a one-dimensional wonder either. And people just get tired of that because, well, we've been there, we've done that already, you know. And then anything that you bring new is still going to be in that same framework. And when others have tapped into this bigger expansiveness, the marketplace is going to move in that expansion. They're not leveling up to jump from one fishbowl to another. People are ready to jump from fishbowls into the ocean. And so if you want to be in the ocean of opportunities, you have to start showing up in this brand and empire expression type of format. So I am going to stop there because that right there can go into another conversation. soapboxes here of such passion. But, Joseph, I appreciate you so much. I'm going to share a few resources, and then we can, you know, provide a few more closing statements and wrap up. So we've been talking today about the multidimensional empire branding factor and as how that relates to leveling up your wow factor. And so the resource that I shared from earlier, excerpt from one of my publications, is the multidimensional empire branding factor, and it's an entrepreneur's creation journal for developing a multidimensional empire and brand expression. Also a work that is of Joseph's that I had the privilege to co-author. It's Brand Building with Multiplicity Entrepreneurship Made Easy, How to Create Multiple Streams of Revenue with Multifaceted Branding. It's an action planner. Then another resource of mine that Joseph contributed a powerful forward to is the Conscious Multiplicity Branding Factor for New Era Entrepreneurs. It's a basic introduction to multifaceted branding for next level business success. It is also an action planner. These resources are available on Amazon, but you'll find the links in the show description. So, Joseph, we have just a few minutes. You have any closing words of empowerment for our listening audience today?
Well, I just wanted to add, when you're elevating your wow factor through branding, one of the things that you want to remember is when you're presenting on different platforms and social media outlets and expanding your brand, you want to remember that your message does not necessarily change and your goal doesn't change. The only right. thing that you're shape-shifting is you're shape-shifting your message and you're shape-shifting your communication style.
Yes.
But you're not mm-hmm. changing the message or the goal.
Just the message.
You're just
yes.
morphing it to apply to the different platforms that you're speaking to. This
Perfect.
Is how you begin to up-level your business and
mm-hmm.
increase your wow factor and your branding.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's applicable one place is not necessarily applicable someplace else. And so it's that way that you communicate is the only thing that's
yes.
changing. I don't want people to get the idea that you have to change your business or
right.
change your message. No,
that's right.
You're just kind of morphing it to the communication
mm-hmm.
style that is established by certain media outlets. And once again,
yes.
if you just look at the work of Ali Nicole, it is a clear example of exactly how to do that because she's done it well for well over a decade.
Oh, thank you, Joseph. And you always wow me. And I want to just say this to the audience. You know, Joseph is the communications high-level articulator, and certainly reach out to him if you want to be able to level up your message as he's speaking about how to show up on these different platforms. He certainly is the one that you want to utilize to help you position that message. I mean, he's a high-level demonstration, and you listen to the segments that he's been on, and you just see how well he articulates and just his mastery. So, Joseph, thank you so much for being with me again on the Wow Seat today, and I just appreciate
you
so much. Thank you. And listeners, just want to thank you for joining us today for this segment of the Wow Seat. I always love having Joseph with me, and you can learn more about him also in the show notes. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, and as I mentioned, visit us on Tumblr at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. If you want to learn more about me, visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. And as always, go out and make it a wow day. And, of course, stay blessed.